Well, another Easter story today. Why do we have another Easter story? Because Easter is not over yet. It goes right until Pentecost, which isn't until next month. When I read the story in the Gospel today, I thought, didn't we do this story last week? And I thought, I've gotten the wrong day. It's almost exactly like last week's story. And then I realized, actually, we're going back in time. This is the meeting that Jesus had with his disciples, the time that Thomas was not there with them. So this is what happened before Thomas came on the scene. What do you think of Easter? Any ideas? Does it fill you with happiness? Does it make you want to go out and witness? Yeah, maybe. We haven't got the Pentecost Spirit yet, though, so it's hard to witness when the Holy Spirit hasn't come yet. At least it hadn't come to the disciples yet. So their response when they saw Jesus, we're told that they were startled, they were terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. Are we ever terrified when we come before God? Are we ever startled by what God does in our lives? Do we ever think that we have seen a ghost? We need the power of the Holy Ghost. And reading Matthew Perry's story, but he was visited, I would think, by the Holy Spirit a number of times in his life, where this great light appeared before him. He had been praying to God, and he knew he was in the presence of God. And when that happened, good things started happening in his life again. Any of us had that kind of experience? I haven't. I would like to have that kind of experience, but I haven't had it yet. And so we live trying to be Easter people, but doing it in our own strength. We're told that Jesus breathed on the disciples, and they received at least the first part of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to be Easter people. That's what these first disciples needed, and that's what we need too if we want to be the kind of people God wants us to be. And he's very liberal with the way he treats them. He doesn't expect them to be more than what they are. He says, look at me. Look at me. They're seeing him, but they're thinking they're seeing a ghost. Look at me. See the marks in my hand. Exactly what Thomas wanted, isn't it? They weren't asking for it, though. The Lord surprises us often. He gives us things that we haven't asked for, and sometimes we don't even deserve. He says, I'm flesh and bones. You can touch me. You can't touch a ghost. And then he asks for something to eat. I like Luke tells us that it's a piece of broiled fish that he gets. Not fried or not sautéed, but broiled fish. And he eats it right in front of them. He wants them to know that he is back. I'm sure it was so startling for them to see him like this. But it was the first step toward the coming of the Holy Spirit. And it did show them a few things. It showed them that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is stronger than the religious authorities who had him killed. Jesus is stronger than the civil authorities, the Romans, who took what the Jewish leaders had said and enacted it in crucifixion. Because that's got to be the biggest act of civil disobedience. We march sometimes when we have a cause, don't we? This is way better. This is coming back from the dead. This is Jesus coming back from the dead, saying the highest power in the world of the time, the Romans, have no power over me. no power whatsoever. They tried to kill me. In fact, they did kill me, but I'm back. This is the same God that we worship today. This is the same kind of power that is available to us. And this is the God that's interested in the world, interested in the disciples that had deserted him, interested in his own people, the Jewish people, interested in the Romans, interested in all of us. Whatever country we're in, wherever we're living, God is interested in us and cares about us. He invites each of us to touch him, to see him, to have his Holy Spirit within us, enacting however he wants us to be in the world. It's going to be different for each of us. Part of my calling is to be a preacher, is to be a pastor. Maybe your calling is to be a business person or a teacher. Maybe your calling is to be a good neighbor because you've retired. Whatever it is, we know that Jesus goes with us into those circumstances. He says, you can still see me, you can still touch me, you can still feel me, but now it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope we've all experienced that. Dear Lord, thank you that you still invite us to be your Easter people. You empower us by the Holy Spirit. And you're with us, with our doubts, with our questions, with the gifts that you've given us. Be with us now for the rest of the service. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.